91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Sierra Turry. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the new trade deal reached on the weekend with the United States and Mexico will be good for the Canadian economy and for jobs. But dairy farmers aren't happy with provisions that open the door to more American dairy products reaching the Canadian market. Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland says the federal government will find a way of compensating dairy producers for the change.
Our supply managed producers will be fully compensated because that is the fair thing to do. We want to be sure that the compensation is carefully thought through, and we have begun that process already.
Steel and aluminum producers call the agreement a sellout because it failed to eliminate U.S. tariffs on their products. The Trump administration imposed hefty trade taxes on the Canadian metals in June, and Ottawa retaliated with similar levies. On the American side, U.S. President Donald Trump acknowledges there were tensions between him and Trudeau during the trade talks, but at a news conference in Washington today, Trump praised Trudeau for fighting for his people.
We have a great relationship with Canada. I think now it'll be better than ever. The only problem with Justin is he loves his people, and he's, you know, fighting hard for his people. I think we've always had actually a very good relationship.
The new trade deal is called the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. Trump says it didn't just update NAFTA, it replaced it. Elsewhere, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says the cost of prescription drugs will go up under the new agreement.
That means people who are suffering from chronic illnesses, like rheumatoid arthritis, like Crohn's disease, will see an increase in the cost of medication.
The new deal includes updated provisions such as language governing the trade in digital goods, something that didn't exist 25 years ago. A Manitoba First Nations children's advocate says the child welfare system keeps Indigenous families at a disadvantage. Cora Morgan with the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs told the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women that the system is set up to apprehend children, not to support families. The inquiry is holding hearings in Winnipeg this week. Manitoba has the highest per capita rate of children in care, and almost 90% are Indigenous.
When you think about all the mothers and fathers attached to that, we're talking about an enormous amount of people, and I just wanted to do my best to make sure that I was communicating how terrible the system is and what it's doing to our families.
Morgan says the child welfare system brings children to a point where they feel their life has no value. In international news, some Democratic lawmakers are claiming the White House is preventing FBI investigators from interviewing certain witnesses connected to the sexual misconduct allegations against U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senate Judiciary Member Richard Blumenthal says he and other Democrats fear President Donald Trump is seeking to limit the new probe.
The White House seems to be micromanaging and straitjacketing an investigation that must uncover the facts and evidence necessary to determine whether Brett Kavanaugh is qualified to sit on the highest court in the land.
Agents have interviewed one of the three female accusers, Deborah Ramirez, who alleges Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party in the early 1980s when they were students at Yale University. Another one of his accusers, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, testified before Congress last week. Today is the first anniversary of the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, when 58 people, including four Canadians, were killed when a gunman opened fire on a crowd of 22,000 on the Las Vegas Strip. Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval spoke at a somber ceremony held this morning in Las Vegas.
We cried, we grieved, and we resolved to become Vegas strong. And 1 year later, we are Vegas stronger.
Las Vegas city officials plan to host a prayer vigil in front of City Hall later today. In other news, about 100 Indonesian troops are joining some 1,300 personnel, including military and police, working in the country's quake and tsunami hit areas. The soldiers are bringing food, water, and other supplies to the hard-hit cities of Palu and Donggala. Margie Mason reports a mass burial has begun for the many hundreds of dead.
There's basically a large area that's big enough to bury 1,000 bodies that has been dug, and they have now started the process of burying. Body bags have begun to arrive, and they've now started the process of burying a lot of these bodies that have not been identified.
The death toll stands at well over 800 and is expected to rise as crews dig more bodies from the mud and rubble. In local news, a public meeting about a medical marijuana production facility in Belleville will be held tonight. The city's planning committee is seeking to approve the rezoning of the former Sears on College Street. The meeting will be in council chambers at City Hall at 5:30 p.m. Online voting is now open in the city of Quinte West for the municipal and school board elections at quintewest.ca. You can register to vote online today until midnight on October 21st. Alternatively, you can vote at one of the four advanced polling locations on Saturday, October 13th, or your designated polling location on Election Day, which is October 22nd. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Thank you, Quinte. Thanks for making us your number one choice for orthodontic care. I'm Dr. Julianne Peterson, certified orthodontist. We are extremely honored that you voted us Belleville's favorite orthodontist. Thank you for trusting us to give you the smile you've dreamed of. For a complimentary consultation, give me a call. Our team and I look forward to seeing you.
Dr. Julianne Peterson, voted Belleville's number one orthodontist. Call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
In sports, the 15th annual County Marathon was held on Sunday and had over 650 participants across the full marathon, half marathon, and team relay challenge. Sarah Law has the story.
Matthew Bird Loretto of Picton, Ontario, won the 42.2-kilometer County Marathon in just over 2 hours and 44 minutes. That was about 5 minutes faster than last year's winner, John Bauer of Hamilton, Ontario. Bird Loretto said the race conditions, cool and cloudy, were perfect.
Legs hurt, but I was able to keep my pace the entire time, so I can't complain. Weather was beautiful, county is beautiful, everybody was supportive along the way.
Amanda Kenegi of Richmond Hill, Ontario, was the top female finisher in the full marathon. She completed it in just under 3 hours and 24 minutes.
This is one of my favorite races. It's small. The people are really, really kind and really, like, just awesome. And there's a lot of support. So it was great. It was a great race.
The race raised nearly $2,800 for the Prince Edward Memorial Hospital Foundation. Sarah Law, QNET News, Belleville.
In hockey news, Garrett Sparks has won the backup goalie job with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Connor Carrick, meanwhile, is on the move. Toronto initially announced that Carrick had been put on waivers as the team made its final cuts. But, in a confusing twist, the 24-year-old defenseman was not waived and instead traded to the Dallas Stars for a conditional seventh-round pickup in the 2019 NHL Draft. Former NHL player Greg Therrien died this weekend at the age of 58. The Marmara native played for the Maple Leafs for 6 seasons in the 1980s. The team announced his death in a tweet Saturday afternoon. In junior hockey, the Wellington Dukes and Trenton Golden Hawks tied 3-3 this weekend. The Dukes lost 5-1 to North York, and Trenton won 4-1 to the Toronto Patriots. Trenton's next game is a home game on Friday against North York, and the Dukes will face the Cobra Cougars on Friday also for a home game. In Loyalist Lancers news, the women's basketball team lost Friday's game 55-33 to Sheridan College. Their next game is not until October 20th when they go against the George Brown College Huskies. The women's rugby team won 3 out of their 4 games at a tournament held at Durham College over the weekend. They beat the Fleming Knights 33-0, the Durham Lords 21-0, and the St. Lawrence Vikings 21-0. The team was defeated by the Algonquin Thunder 10-0. Meanwhile, the men's rugby team lost to Algonquin Thunder 91-7 in yesterday's match. The Lancers cross-country team had their first meet on Saturday at Seneca College in King City. Bobby Buck placed 7th out of 97 runners in the men's 8-kilometer race. Sarah Law came 11th out of 68 runners in the women's 6-kilometer race. The team's next meet is at Centennial College on October 13th. And that's the sports. Send us your team or league scores via email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now for the weather. The forecast for Belleville. Today, cloudy and a high of 14 degrees with a chance of drizzle. Tonight, a low of 11 with periods of rain or drizzle. Tomorrow, cloudy and a high of 15 with periods of rain or drizzle. At 4:11, it's 11 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sierra Turry, reporting for QNET News.